And the reason why coping, why putting ourselves on the line, yields positive results in terms of the base level of well-being going up, meaning still the ups and downs, but ups and downs looking this way, as opposed to around a straight line or a parallel line, is that when we cope, we see ourselves coping, we see ourselves trying, and through self-perception theory, we derive certain conclusions about ourselves. Oh, I must be courageous. Oh, I must be a person who has high self-esteem. Oh, I must be a person who has a strong desire to succeed, and so on and so on. And then we derive conclusions about ourselves in the same way that we derive conclusions about other people. That is self-perception theory. The second reason is that once we start failing more often, we realize that actually it's not that bad. It's not what we make it out to be. The pain that in our minds we associate with failure is far greater than the actual pain of failure when that comes. Maybe not initially when it happens, but after a while. And then we recover again and we see, oh, I can deal with it. I must be a person with resilience. And finally, there is more success as a result of coping. Learn to fail or fail to learn. There is no other way to succeed.